Hello there. This is Robert Berry, and welcome to Retro Crush, the podcast, episode 67. And welcome to the down-home retro goodness of our fine show. I'm sorry, folks, I can't use that voice the whole podcast, but I hope you liked it for the small period of time that I used it, as much as I enjoyed saying it. Hey, we got a great show lined up for you today. Let me tell you, things have been going great here in the Retro World headquarters. It's been kind of chilly lately, but you know, life's been good. I haven't been sick for a week, so that's always a good sign. And tonight I'm enjoying some relatively cheap but somewhat good Fetzer Cabernet Sauvignon. It's called pretty good stuff, I have to admit there. But I wanted to start out by talking about a really cool website that I came across. My old buddy Matt from X Entertainment just did a preview of a website by Kamala the Ugandan Giant. And if you're an old school fan of wrestling, you might know that Kamala the Ugandan Giant was one of the coolest and weirdest wrestlers that's ever graced the square circle, as they call it in the industry there. And Kamala was this big old giant fat, like, product of the jungle. They said he was from parts unknown, but he'd come in the ring with this big grass skirt on and stars and moons painted on his belly in this crazy jungle war paint. And he always had this handler that would wear like this wrestling mask and a safari outfit that would like poke him with a stick to keep him in line. And Kamala never talked. He would pretty much just go like, L-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l-l. And so to see that he has finally learned English and mastered web technology is pretty exciting. And Kamala's got his own website. And it's a great, great website. It's full of pictures and stuff about him, but what really makes it endearing is it's got some videos and some songs. And you can actually order autographed photos of Kamala and a CD as well. And on a whim, I emailed him and said, "Hey, Kamala, I'd love to interview you for the Retro Crush podcast." And he replied and said he'd love to do it. So I'm thrilled. And one of the great things on the website is, in just random areas, the website, by the way, is called thegiantkamala.com. That's K-A-M-A-L-A. And Kamala's got these songs that he's recorded. And if you've ever heard of Wesley Willis, who is this great, bizarre, semi-retarded and crazy performance artist who would just come up with these bizarre songs, I'd have to say Kamala kind of reminds me of a slightly more coherent Wesley Willis there. And this is one of the songs that he has on his site. There is an excerpt from it. It's called Booty Girl. And you'd think a song called Booty Girl is going to be like some cool Rick James or Bootsy Collins funk machine song. But this is actually a song about his granddaughter. But it's just so sad to hear this song. Here's Kamala the Ugandan Giant's Booty Girl.
Well, folks, let me tell you about my grandbaby. Hey, booty girl, I hadn't seen you in months. The one I call Booty Girl. Booty Girl. She's just 6 years old. And it's been almost a year since we've seen one another. Booty Girl. Hey, booty girl. Now, that's a long time for a six-year-old. Now, I ain't gonna take up a lot of your time. So here's my story. Booty girl. I was sitting in a Walmart parking lot. When up popped my grandbaby, booty girl. You know she talks a lot. Booty girl. She said, "Hey, Paw Paw, I hadn't seen you in months. I've been looking for you and I was still on the hunt. Hey, booty girl." She said, "Hey, Paw Paw, I live over there. I said, you do? Well, come show me where. Booty girl. Hey, booty girl. And then she said, whoops, I wasn't supposed to tell. I said, that's okay, grandbaby, I understand. Just whenever you get a chance, just give me a landline on South Central Bell. And she said that she would do that, booty girl, the very first chance she gets. Hey, booty girl. So she laid down my lap, stroking me up and down my arms. I hadn't seen you in months. And she would look up at me and she would say these words. Hey, Paw Paw, I hadn't seen you in months. I've been looking for you when I was still on the hunt.
Well, that just breaks your heart hearing that song. I know Kamala just hanging out in the Walmart parking lot, and he runs into his long-lost granddaughter, and she tells him where she lives, and she's like, whoops, I wasn't supposed to tell you. It's like hinting at this drama that Kamala has with his own daughter or son there. You know, I hope things work out for him, but we're gonna order a Kamala CD and hopefully share a little bit more of that with you, and I'm looking forward to get Kamala on the Retro Crush podcast there. Hey, another song I'd like to share with you here is it's called The Ultimate Showdown. And a bit ago, I had auctioned off a picture on eBay of just me drawing a bunch of different superheroes and crazy things fighting each other. And I got a heads up about this really cool cartoon you could watch on the web called The Ultimate Showdown of Ultimate Destiny, and we're going to link to this on our podcast page, so just click the podcast button on our RetroCrush.com site, and you can see the cartoon that accompanies this song. But the fine people that are behind this music graciously let us use the song here on the podcast, and we'll have a link. Go to the podcast button, and you can watch the cartoon and see a little bit more. We'll also link up the performer here, but this is just a fun song. It's pretty much, when you think about, like, hey, what if Batman and Superman got in a fight, who would win? And what if Optimus Prime and Bruce Lee and, like, every other person that ever existed also got in a fight? And this song explores all of those possibilities.
Godzilla was hopping around Tokyo City like a big playground, when suddenly Batman burst from the shade and hit Godzilla with a bat grenade. Godzilla got pissed and began to attack, but didn't expect to be blocked by Shaq, who proceeded to open up a can of Shaq Fu when Aaron Carter came out of the blue, and he started beating up Shaquille O'Neal. Then they both got flattened by the Batmobile, but before he could make it back to the Batcave, Abraham Lincoln popped out of his grave and took an AK-47 out from under his hat, blew Batman away with a rat-a-tat-tat. But he ran out of bullets and he ran away, because Optimus Prime came to save the day. This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions as far as the eye can see. And only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. McGraw took a bite out of crime, and then Shaq came back covered in a tire track, but Jackie Chan chomped out and landed on his back, and Batman was injured and trying to get steady when Abraham Lincoln came back with a machete. But suddenly something caught his leg and he tripped. Indiana Jones took him out with his whip. Then he saw Godzilla sneaking up from behind, and he reached for his gun, which he just couldn't find, cause Batman stole it and he shot and he missed, and Jackie Chan deflected it with his fist. Then he jumped in the air and he did a somersault while Abraham Lincoln tried to pull a fault on Optimus Prime, but they collided in the air. Then they both got hit by a Care Bear stare. This is the ultimate showdown of ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions as far as the eye can see. And only one will survive. I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown. Angels sang out in an immaculate chorus. Down from the heavens descended Chuck Norris, who delivered a kick which could shatter bones into the crotch of Indiana Jones, who fell over on the ground, writhing in pain, as Batman changed back into Bruce Wayne. But Chuck saw through his clever disguise, and he crushed Batman's head in between his from Gandalf the Grey and Gandalf the White and Monty Python and the Holy Grail's Black Knight and Benito Mussolini and the Blue Meanie and Cowboy Curtis and John B. the Genie, Robocop the Terminator, Captain Kirk and Darth Vader, No Pants, Superman, every single Power Ranger, Bill S. Preston and Theodore Logan, Spock the Rock Dog, Ock and Hulk Hogan all came out of nowhere lightning fast and they kicked Chuck Norris in his cowboy ass. It was the bloodiest battle that the world ever saw, with civilians looking on in total awe. The fight raged on for a century, many lives were claimed, but eventually the champion stood, the rest saw the better, Mr. Rogers in a bloodstained sweater. This is the ultimate showdown, ultimate destiny, good guys, bad guys, and explosions, as far as the eye can see, and only one will survive, I wonder who it will be. This is the ultimate showdown.
Man, that song just totally kicks some ass. But, hey, the other day I was looking on this website called technorati.com, and it's pretty much like a search engine for blogs. And being the egotist I am, I always go there and type Retro Crush and see who's talking about us on the web there. And, man, it blew my mind. The other day I went there, and there is a journal from one of the suicide girls named Lola. And she wrote that in her March 7th entry that I recently started getting into podcasts and just had to give a shout-out to the Retro Crush podcast. I downloaded all the old episodes, and I've been listening to them while cleaning my apartment. They're usually pretty funny and filled with interesting, kitschy little things like old TV themes, video games, drunken movie reviews, and Robert Berry does a great job when he sings the Retro Crush voicemail theme song every episode. It's fucking hilarious. Right now I'm listening to the December 18th episode where he reads some of his most annoying things. One of these days, I'm going to call the Retro Crush voicemail hotline and leave a message proclaiming my love for the podcast, but I plan on getting really drunk first. That way, if he ever puts it in the podcast, it'll be like hearing it for the first time. And, wow. You know, I was looking at, we'll put a link to her, page there on Suicide Girls, but this Lola is, wow, she's a dream. She's fantastic. She's just incredibly beautiful and everything you want in a Retro Crush fan, frankly. And Lola or anybody else out there, you can always call the Retro Crush hotline at 916-231-9480. You don't need to be drunk, but, you know, if you'd like to, feel free. But, speaking of which, you know, she said she really enjoyed it. Wait a minute. Did you guys hear that? Is it just me? Ho-ho! It's time for Retro Crush email and voicemail. I hope you like this version, because we've got lots of great ones today. Well, not really, but I'm trying to build up a lot of hype, so you'll keep listening. Some of them are rather... anyway. Oh, sorry to let you down on that one, Lola. But this episode is dedicated to Lola from SuicideGirls.com. Well, we got a lot of emails and we got a lot of voicemails here. Kind of breezed through some of these here. Tom Maurer writes, Dear Robert, I don't actually... he writes in his subject line, "Hey, cunt face." And I read that and I thought, what the? Who's calling me a cunt face? You know, I thought maybe it was another email from my mom. And it says, Dear Robert, I don't actually think you're a cunt face at all. I just figured you get too many emails to respond to, and I thought it might help to get my email read to make sure to get an answer to my question. No, that doesn't help. Being rude never helps there, Tom. So I hope that's a lesson for you, that I'm not going to answer your question. Though I do recommend seeing a doctor. Clay Smith writes, Hey, I've listened to your podcast for a couple of nights now, and I listen to a couple episodes every night before I go to bed. Wow, and I don't see how people send you hate mail. And, you haven't said anything that's pissed me off yet. Well, that's all I can hope for from our fans. Thanks for writing there. Omar writes, Hi, my name is Omar. And I'm from Egypt, that little country northeast of Africa. I'm 19, but I wanted to tell you something. The 100 most annoying things of 2005 rocks for real. I ran across your site. It simply rocks. And basically just goes on to say how much we rock there. But bless you and Godspeed, and thank you for the site. Well, thank you, Omar. You know, I really love your country. You know, I wish Egypt would become more of a world power. Seems like ever since the Old Testament days, they really have had some trouble politically. But, you know, I think a new era for Egypt is pretty good. And I really like your president. So, way to go there. Rebecca writes... Rebecca, actually, I printed this out. She had a posting on Craigslist.com that she had 46 Kool-Aid points for free to the first taker. And she writes, "Sorry, someone else got the Kool-Aid points before you. Thanks anyways." Mary Summers wrote, "Offended that I made a comment about British people having bad teeth." And lastly, we have John Beal, who writes, "I'm just wondering how many listeners you have on your show now, and maybe you can mention this email on your next show." Well, yeah, maybe I can, John. So let's play a few voicemails here while we're at it.
"My name is Sam from the Gay in the Village, and we would like to sing a song for you."
"You're the big idiot."
"Hooray! Go! I'm walking on air, I'm in the
fact, I'm be
so free,
I'm the only gay,
I'm a wing, a wing, a
wing, a wing, a wing, a wing, a wing, a
wing, a
wing, a
wing, a
wing."
I had to cut out the rest of that voicemail where they all commit group fellatio, but hey, thanks for the voicemail there. Here's another great voicemail that I got.
"Yeah, this is Brian from Iowa, and I was wondering if you played Halo 2, because if you did, I was wondering what your game tag was. Maybe you could play it up. I love your show, man. All right, later."
Oh, thanks, Brian. You know, I don't play Halo 2, unfortunately. Though I have been spending a lot of time playing Ms. Pac-Man, Dig Dug, and Star Castle. So if you're ever playing those online, look me up. My nickname is Hella Studley 67. That was just because Hella Studley 69 was taken. 69 was the year I was born. Kind of apropos, don't you think? Here's another voicemail here.
"Robert Berry. Robert Berry.
Wow, there wasn't much to that one there, but it is kind of nice to have strangers call the voicemail hotline and say my name in ecstasy like that a couple times. And here's our last voicemail of the day.
Can you pause that? Hey, Richard, I just found your shows, and man, they are fucking hilarious. That's all I got to say. I'm a truck driver, and I was driving all night, and I listened to about 6 of them in a row. I just stopped at a truck stop to download some more. So keep up the good work, my friend. Bye."
Wow. Well, hey, you know, if you're a trucker out there, thanks for calling. By the way, my name's Robert, not Richard. Sorry about that. But, you know, I'm curious to hear about these things called lot lizards, where there's these, like, kind of trucker hoes that hang out in the parking lots of truck stops and give blowjobs to truckers and stuff. So if you've got any... a lot lizard stories out there, love to hear it. Or if you're a lot lizard yourself, and maybe you've downloaded this podcast at a truck stop and just discovered us, we'd love to hear from you as well. So, as always, call the Retro Crush hotline, 916-231-9480. You can email me at rberry@retrocrush.com. And, of course, visit the retrocrush.com website. And, heck, join the RetroCrush.com forums. We've got these message boards with all kinds of great people to talk to about all kinds of great things. And we'd love to have you join our wonderful community. One of the features on our site that I've had a couple years ago, and we're going to revamp it again this year, is the coolest song parts of all time. And we know a lot of cool songs, but there's certain songs that just have parts of them that are just so fantastic. And I put this list together, I think it was last year or the year before. And there's a few that I left off, and we're going to amend that this year. So if you've got any new ideas, I'd love to hear them on email. And I'll put a link to that feature on the podcast show notes for this show. But one of them that we left off is Aerosmith's Dream On. And I don't care whether you like Aerosmith or not, if you really like them that much, but the song Dream On is just undeniably one of the best rock songs ever made. And I've got a long-time love affair with this song. I just think it's so great. It just builds up so nice at the beginning. And there's just this point near the end of the song where he starts screaming the lyrics, and it's just rock and roll perfection. Here's the part I'm talking about. Man, it just doesn't get much better than that in rock and roll, that's for sure. So I was kind of frustrated because I was looking on iTunes, and there's only this, like, kind of lousy live version of the song where Steven Tyler's just kind of walking through it, to be honest with you. But I guess Columbia Records, which did the original version of Dream On, there's a lot of Aerosmith songs on iTunes available. They don't have the Columbia era stuff because Columbia wouldn't work out a deal with iTunes for this. But it is on Napster for some reason. But hunting around, I found that there's a lot of different versions of this song out there, and I wanted to share some samples of them with you here. I remember there's a cover version of it by The Mission UK, and I couldn't find that, but that was kind of this like real pretentious drama queen version of Dream On. But I kind of got a laugh finding that Ronnie James Dio and Yngwie Malmsteen cut a version of Dream On. Till my face get clearer, the past is gone. Fire! So that's unmistakably Dio's cover there. Kind of fun. Some extra good guitar work in that version. I was pretty amazed to see that Tori Amos did a version of this song as well. This is from some unofficial bootleg release that they made that you can find on Napster. I couldn't find it anywhere else. But this is Tori Amos just sitting at a piano doing her version of Dream On. Sing with me, sing for the years, sing for my laughter, sing for the tear. Sing with me, it's just for today, never tomorrow, the good Lord will take it away. Sing with me, sing for the years, sing for my laughter, sing for my tear. Sing with me, just for the day, never tomorrow, the good Lord will take it away. Yeah. Maybe tomorrow the good Lord will keep you from ever fucking singing this song again, Tori Amos. Oh my God, that was just horrible. I don't like the way she adds the sing for my laughter, sing for my tears, instead of the. You think you're better than Aerosmith there, Tori? I don't know about that. Well, a lot of people don't know that I actually recorded a version of this song with Aerosmith back in the day, and it was not released because we couldn't work out the legal ramifications and stuff. But here's an excerpt from it that I'd like to share with you. Dream on, dream on, dream on.
dream on, dream until your dreams come true.
Yeah, we couldn't release that one because, frankly, Steven Tyler's vocals were not up to the quality required to release that as a single. But thanks for screwing over my music career, Steve Tyler. But honestly, I think, you know, with all these people remaking Dream On, it was kind of nice to see that Aerosmith appeared on some MTV Music Awards thing, and they had this full orchestra show up, and they totally kick-assed with this live version of it here, and reclaimed it as their own. And honestly, I think this is like the best version of that song of them all, even better than their original version here. And here's the crescendo from that version. Holy shit, that's some good stuff. But anyway, Dream On, man. That's one of the best rock songs ever recorded there. I don't care how much you hate Aerosmith. You gotta admit, that song kicks some motherfucking ass. Well, that's about all the time we have for today. Hope you join us again soon. And tell a friend about our podcast. Tell a suicide girl about our podcast as well. Before they kill themselves. You know, that's the sad thing about those suicide girls. You know, when you get them as your fans, they're not your fans for long. Because pretty soon they're cutting their wrists and stuff. So, you know, get them as a fan while you can. But please email us, call us, and whatnot. We got a great 5-year celebration coming up soon. 5 years of Retro Crush. And we are going to give away so much shit, you won't believe it. And we're going to end the show today by plugging a great underappreciated song from Van Halen from their very first album called Van Halen from 1978. And, you know, I sure miss David Lee Roth being in that group, that's for sure, because you know that he was the driving force behind songs like this.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Summertime, sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. I now summertime's here, babe. Need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time.